Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Christmas Box by Richard Paul Evans. Read by Richard Thomas.
It may be that I'm growing old in this world, and have used up more than my share of allotted words and eager audiences. Or maybe I'm just growing weary of a skeptical age that pokes and prods at my story, much the same as a middle school biology student pokes and prods through an anesthetized frog to determine what makes it live, leaving the poor creature dead in the end. Whatever the reason, I find that with each passing Christmas, the story of the Christmas box is told less and needed more. So I record it now for all future generations to accept or dismiss as seems them good. As for me, I believe, and it is, after all, my story. My romantic friends, those who believe in Santa Claus in particular, have speculated that the ornamented brown Christmas box was fashioned by Saint Nick himself from the trunk of the very first Christmas tree, brought in from the cold December snows so many seasons ago. Others believe that it was skillfully carved and polished from the hard and splintered wood from whose rough surface the Lord of Christmas had demonstrated the ultimate love for mankind. My wife, Carrie, maintains that the magic of the box had nothing to do with its physical elements, but all to do with the contents that were hidden within its brass, holly-shaped hinges and silver clasps. Whatever the truth about the origin of the box's magic, it is the emptiness of the box that I will treasure most, and the memory of the Christmas season when the Christmas box found me. I was born and raised in the shadow of the snow-clad Wasatch Range on the east bench of the Salt Lake Valley. Just 2 months before my 14th birthday, my father lost his job, and with promise of employment, we sold our home and migrated to the warmer...